Sure how easy it's going to be to follow what's happened here this morning, but I'm sure you're up to the task. Jay and I met many, many years ago at one of my previous churches I was in. And the organization that he belongs to is, of course, Gideon's, and they are synonymous with spreading the word of Jesus Christ. So let's welcome Jay to the church.
Thank you, Pastor. You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be in his house and to be with the Duff Street United Methodist Church. I've been around Methodists when they were Methodists. And I'm thinking, I've spoken in a lot of United Methodist churches over the last few years. I think I've been at Gideon almost 30 years. So I've got to go to Upshur County and speak there in some Methodist churches and United Methodists and Preston County and Marion County and Doddridge County and Harrison County, Wood County. I grew up and I was born in 1955 and I was christened at the Trinity Methodist Church in Parkersburg. I think I went through at 12 years old, what do you call that when you go through confirmation? Under a fellow by the name of Dr. Harry Michaels was our pastor. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of him. I think he's passed away many years ago. But Pastor Bruce, I don't think I've ever seen that type of music in a Methodist church. And I thought it was good. Congratulations. I saw the girls were getting into it a little bit more than you were. I think the Lord has a good sense of humor. I do believe that. Thank you for inviting us to come back year after year, because I know how faithful Duff Street United Methodist has been over the years. I think it's probably more than 10 years ago that I spoke in your church here. There's been a lot of things happen in those years. Things like, Braden, remember when I had hair? I get nervous sometimes when I speak in front of a congregation like this, and my former banker, too. I used to have hair, didn't need glasses. Things change. But one thing we know is the Word of God does not change. I want to share with you a true story. A few years ago, Pastor Bruce, I don't know if you were here then, but probably more than 10 years ago, we had a pastor's banquet. The Gideons every year have pastor's banquets where they invite all the local pastors. You've probably been to some of those. And we give a free meal to pastors. That's always a good way to get them there. We don't use your all's money for that, by the way. Because we're going to ask you for maybe an offering. We didn't discuss that ahead of time, but Bob took it up in the last service. Okay, you'll send a check? Okay. Anyway, we're getting our story straight here. It's in the mail, he says. Anyway, we had a pastor's banquet, and every year when we do that, we invite somebody who's come to know the Lord through a Gideon-placed Bible. And that year, I remember a lady by the name of Joan Tolfa, who came down from Pennsylvania, down to Clarksburg, and my wife and I were so impressed with her testimony then. I'd like to share it with you today, best I can remember it. But Joan admitted that the day that this happened, she was thinking about committing suicide. Joan said that she grew up in a family in Pennsylvania that were not Christians. But she was always a good student in school, she said. She went off to Slippery Rock University. Am I getting too much feedback on this microphone? She went to Slippery Rock University and was a good student there in her first year, and another good thing that happened to her that year was she fell in love with a young man, and they decided to move in together. And she said, everything was going great in my life for several months until one night he came home one evening and said, our relationship is over. I'm moving out. She said she was devastated by that because she loved this man. She thought they were going to spend their lives together. She said, I felt like I'd been used and then thrown away. She said, I kind of felt like one of those McDonald's cheeseburger wrappers that is just used for a short time and then we throw them away. She said, I was depressed. She said, I even thought I would commit suicide. But she said, that night, I couldn't bring myself to do it. She said she got up the next morning and went off to class. And it was a nice spring day at Slippery Rock University. She said she got up early to go to her early morning class. And as she was walking across campus on the sidewalk, she noticed kind of a commotion ahead on the sidewalk. Looked like some men standing there in business suits. And it looks like they were passing out something. They were little green books, similar to this one, but green. Do you remember that, that story? She said, as I approached those two men on the beside the sidewalk, I noticed they had boxes at their feet, and the box said, Holy Bible. And she thought to herself, these poor religious fanatics standing here giving out Bibles. And she said, as she approached them, one of them said, would you like a copy of God's Word? And she said, no thanks, I don't need one. Now this was the girl that last night was thinking about suicide. And she just rejected a copy of God's Word. She said, I went on to class and said after about an hour of being at that class, she had to walk across campus to another classroom. She said she was walking on the sidewalk, and she said, I had a few extra minutes, and it was a nice day. She said, I just think I'll sit down and rest a few moments on one of these campus benches. She said, I remember the bench was green, and I didn't see anything there. So I sat down on that bench, and I put my purse and my books down, and my hand touched one of those little green testaments. She said, I picked it up, and I decided to put it in my purse. And she took it home with her. She went on to class that day, and she said she got home in the evening, and pretty soon those thoughts of depression and even suicide came upon her, and in her desperation, she went to her purse and grabbed that book and read about the love of Christ. She said she realized she needed to repent, and she said, I needed a Savior. And she said, that's when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, just by reading that testament. And she said, and here's the best part, Braden. I won 15 other family members to the Lord just from that one testament. And that's what we get to do, brothers and sisters. As your missionary arm, the Gideons, we get to go all over the world and distribute God's Word in a lot of different places. And we thank you. Thank you for the partnership, because I think you let us come in about every year. And we keep coming back saying, hey, give us some more money. We can honestly say we use 100% of the money that you all give to buy Bibles and to ship those Bibles. And we have our own printing presses to do that. Now in over 200 countries worldwide. So that's what we get to do as Gideons. We are your missionary arm. Distributing God's Word. Why do we do it? Because we believe that God's Word is the truth. Do you remember that passage in John chapter 17 where Jesus is praying in the garden? And he's praying to his Father. And he's praying about us. And he says, Father, sanctify them by your truth. He's praying for us. Sanctify them, set them apart by your truth. And then he says, he defines truth. He says, your word is truth. And in a world of what a mess we're in this day and age, you watch the news and you get depressed. There is still truth in this world, and it's right here. God gave us his truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. That's what we get to do. We get to be stewards of that. And we thank you for that opportunity. How do we do it? Well, the Gideons are simply businessmen and professional men and their wives that have been doing this since 1899. We're made up of United Methodists and Baptists and Pentecostals, Episcopalians, Presbyterians. It's really a unified effort by the Church of Jesus Christ to reach out to the world with His truth. We do it in right now over 200 countries, in more than 95 different languages, at a cost last year of over $100 million. Where do we distribute these? College campuses, middle schools, military installations, in jails. We still get into the regional jail in Doddridge County. Hotels, motels, hospitals. How can you help? Well, we're going to have an offering, hopefully, and checks in the mail, I believe. We appreciate your help financially. But also, we could use people to be involved. Professional men and women and their wives to join us. You have to have a recommendation of your pastor to join. And you could pray for us. But we believe that the time of Christ's return is soon. But He's not ready to come back yet. And I'll leave you with this one thought. What Jesus said when He was asked about His return. He said in Mark chapter 13, verse 10. He said, but before He returns, the gospel must first be published, is what the King James Version says. The gospel must first be published among all nations. We're almost there. Thank you so much for your partnership with the Gideons.